Simin Tov Tzadi Zayin. We'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Now, as something of an introduction here, this Simin is dealing with the halachis of trapping or taking animals for use for food on Yantif. Midaraisa, one is allowed to cook on Yantif, and you're allowed to do malacha that involves food. That's the case. So if someone wanted to cook fish on Yantif, they would go and catch a fish on Yantif. If someone wanted to serve meat, they would go and shecht an animal on Yantif. However, there are certain malachis that are usur on Yantif anyway. The Mishnah Berurah had brought a machloikas whether that was a da'oraisa or a drabanan. There are some who say that mid da'oraisa, all malacha for food is permissible without any exceptions. Other Rishonim are of the opinion that there are certain malachas where it's not the done thing is not to do it just before you eat the food, but what you do is you do that malacha in bulk, and then you use it as you need it. So the first opinion says that nevertheless that's still mutter midaraisa. The Rabbanan said not to do it because then you'll spend your whole yontif preparing for it. Whereas there are other Rishonim that say that things done in bulk are so far removed from the actual process of preparing them for the table that would not go into the heter of ochel nefesh, and that is osur midaraisa. That is with regard to the isser such as trapping an animal on yontif, lahalacha. The malacha of tzeda, to go and trap the animal on yontif, is usur, even though it's made for food. Aside from that, there is a problem in using something on yontif that one was not really expecting to use on yontif. This is the ikur din of muktzah. Muktzah itself needs something of an introduction, but the basic idea that one ought to know is that the initial halacha of muktzah, the ikar halacha of muktzah that we find throughout Shas, is not the issur of moving things on Shabbos or Yantif. The ikar issur of muktzah is something that was eino min hamukhan, something that I would not have expected to use on Shabbos or Yantif, I am not allowed to use on Shabbos and Yantif. As a result of that, an animal on Shabbos, I don't have a use for an animal on Shabbos. An animal is an animal. It's not a keli. It's not something meant for use. It only becomes something for use if I can go slaughter it and eat it. So on Shabbos, where one cannot go and slaughter an animal is muktzah. You cannot go and then and decide to use it. On Yantif, however, one is allowed to slaughter an animal. Shechita is permissible. So an animal that was meant to be eaten, an animal that I expected to eat, the halacha there is, it is not considered muktzah. Whereas an animal that I did not expect to eat, for example, someone's got a hen that he keeps for eggs, and then he decides on Yantif, you know, it would be nice to have a chicken for Yantif. So on Yantif, he wants to go shecht it. Since that chicken, in the way he related to that chicken, was an egg chicken and not a chicken that is made for food, we would say that chicken is considered muktzah. That chicken is not meant for food, and therefore is just an animal which is not a kli and is therefore muktzah. It just so happens that anything muktzah, Chazal made an isser of tultul on afterwards. You're not supposed to move it. But the ikur din muktzah is something that one did not expect to actually use on Shabbos or Yantif. They couldn't use that on Shabbos and Yantif. So based on all of that, we're going to come now to these halachas, Sif Aleph, Ein Sodin Min HaBibarim. This is referring to fish that are sitting in a pond, a fish pond, where you grow fish and you catch them and eat them as, on order, as you wish. So you're not allowed to go and catch fish from that pond. Says the Ramah, Haga afilu b'makom she'ena mechusarim tzeda. Even in a place where it's not all that difficult to go and catch them, it's your pond, it's your own private pond. So in Hilchis Tzeda, the halacha is that something that needs trapping, when you capture it, that's considered Tzeda. Something that doesn't need trapping, the halacha is not a mechusar Tzeda, there's no malacha of Tzeda. So that, if you have your own animal that is always standing by you and never runs away, for you to go ahead and trap that on Shabbos is not considered Tzeda, since it was never free in the first place. meaning its movement was always limited by its own nature, the fact that it sees itself as your animal and doesn't run away, if that's the case. In the case of fish in your pond, so the Ramah says that that is not considered something that's already captured, although in your mind it's Eina Mechusar Tzeda. Lefisha biber rochav harbe, because it is very wide. V'hadogim nishmotim eilech ve'eilech. And the fish find their ways of escaping so that you can't find them. Now, this halacha would of course depend on the particular circumstances. The way the Mefarshim explain it is that since fish are underwater and the beaver is quite wide so that they can always find something to hide under, it's not that easy to get them. They are not considered already captured. So the halacha is that trapping a fish in such a case would be usur on yantif. So the Magen Avraham says, what happens if you're talking about a small pond that and the water is clean water, so that you clearly see the fish under there, and there's no place for them to go hide? He says that it is mutter to go and take the fish from there. Now some aser and they say that is muktzah, that your fish are still considered muktzah, because you did not explicitly decide before Yantif that you're going to use these fish. The truth of the matter is that's only the shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav within the Taz. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Pri Megadim disagrees and says that if you're dealing with a little pond, a small pond, and the water is clear, and that's a pond that I often take fish from to eat, he says that is not considered muktzah, it is considered muchan. It is considered something that I really expected to eat on Yontif, and you can actually catch the fish from there. As far as the details of it, we're going to see exactly how to go about it, and that is whether or not you can go ahead and use trapping materials to do that, or you have to do it by hand. In the case of a fish tank. If you have a fish tank where you keep fish that you're going to eat, you know, the same way a shop can have a fish tank and they have live fish in there, and then whenever they want them, they take them, they kill them, and they use them. So if someone has something like that, and that's where he takes fish from during the week to eat from, so the halacha would be that on Yontif too, we can take fish from there. They are considered muchan. They are sitting there and waiting to be eaten, and it doesn't take all that much to catch them. They're right in front of you. You're talking about a relatively small fish tank. There's a limit to how far they can run away from you, and therefore it would be mutter to use them on Yontif. Siv Beis. Dogim v'ofos v'chaya shehim mukta. In the case of fish, birds, or even an animal that is mukta, that you did not expect to eat on Yontif, not only are you not allowed to eat them on Yontif, a mashkinosam b'yontif. The halacha is that you cannot move them, they become mukta, and you cannot give them drink on Yontif, ve'inos l'mufleim mezonis. You can't give them food either. What is this? This is a special gzeira d'rabbanan. Shema yovo likach mehem. We're afraid that you're actually going to, as you feed them, you'll say, I'd like to eat them too. V'chol masha osa liochol lishtamash v'pnei shumuk tzasa l'tatlo, and you cannot move it either. So what does it say over here? That Chazal made a special gzeira that any animal that you're not allowed to go and eat on Yontif, because it is muktzah, Chazal also said that you're not allowed to feed such an animal out of fear that you're going to end up eating it. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a machlokus rishonim, if this is a gzeira atu muktzah or it's a gzeira atu tzeda. And there's a very big difference between the two. According to the opinion that the Mechaber is bringing here, even an animal that does not need trapping, it's easily accessible. It does not need trapping, and getting it on Yontif is not the malach of tzeda. Nevertheless, if I didn't expect to use it, we say that it is mukta. Such an animal, according to the Mechaber, Chazal already made a gzera, which means they made a gzera against the isser of mukta. They made a gzera because they're afraid that you're going to break the isser drabbanan of mukta. There are some, most Rishonim seem to hold this was not a gzera to mukta. Mukta is a drabbanan. This is a gzera to the malacha of tzeda, which we said many hold as a daraisa. The difference would be, what if something is easily accessible, but I did not plan on using it for Yontif? Will there be this gzeira or not? And the Mishnah Berurah comes out that the pashtus is that it is not because of muktzah, it's only because of tzeda, meaning any animal that there would be no iser of tzeda on, if you trap, you're allowed to feed that animal. Another thing is that you're allowed to actually place food if it's not in front of them, if it's not actually in front of them, you're putting down food and you know that they're going to come and eat it, that is mutter also. Furthermore, obviously this gzeir was only for animals that you could eat. A treif animal that is yours, you're supposed to feed on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah with regard to that previous question of whether or not we apply this gzeira to an animal that is not mechusar tzeda, one where there would be no issur of trapping, he seems to come out very strongly in the Bir Halacha that one should not be machmir. This is a case of tzar balei chayim. And aside from that, he mentions the pasuk on Shabbos. It says l'man yanuach sharcha. You have to think about your animals also resting. Shabbos should not be a time of agony for your animals. So that even though Chazal went ahead and made such a gzera, that gzera is only for something that is mechusar tzeda. So the practical nafkamina is, if you have a milking cow, if you have a hen that you keep to lay eggs, so the halacha is, these are not, there's no iser tzeda on them. Your cow doesn't run away. It's your own little cow in the backyard. Your chicken doesn't run away from you. It's your own little chicken. There is no iser of tzeda. The iser there is only of muktzah because you really didn't expect to eat them. Therefore, you are allowed to feed them on yontiv halacha lamaisa. The Mishnah Berurah says not to be machmer. He goes against the mechaber. You can and should feed them on yontiv.